You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to Scam Wow. I'm Caitlin Bradnick.
And I'm Alan Arthur again.
And we love scams.
Yeah, we love them.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Scam Wow. I'm your host, Caitlin Bradnick. I love scams. I love you. And I love this man. It turns out he's a fan favorite, Alan Arthur.
That's debatable.
And he's my husband.
That is not debatable.
That's not debatable. Don't you fucking debate
husband.
Me.
I'm not going to debate.
Don't you dare. And guys, it's... our last episode with Alan, I had so much fun that I could tell our editors, producers, everybody was like, wow, this is a totally different feeling. You make my podcast better. We were previously in a discussion where you told me my singing was bad, you know, that we put it all away for the podcast. We put it out for the podcast.
Sometimes you have to, the rap duo Mobb Deep apparently didn't get along very well, but they put that to the side and they went out and performed because that was their job. And
but
they made
did
money
they
off
live together?
It.
Were they married?
They were not.
Were
married.
They intimate?
Probably
that
not.
That makes it tricky. You can't put everything aside.
I'm just saying, they didn't get along towards the end of their...
is Mobb Deep still together?
No, one of them died.
Okay, I don't want to do anything with...
But it was unrelated.
Well, okay, so with Mobb Deep, regardless, I'm very happy for you to be co-hosting because
I'm
do
happy to be
like
here.
You.
I love you very much.
Even though you didn't like my singing.
Katie
too
is
bad
a very
bunny.
Good singer. But
I'm
she's
also Spanish.
Using her music as a chance to learn Spanish.
I'm learning Spanish.
And she had her headphones
first,
in, and we all know that throws off pitch.
No, but at first you said, I can't hear you because I have headphones in so loud. And you said, I know, and you sound really pretty.
And you did.
Then I had some
confidence.
And then
confidence. It descended. Some people's earlier stuff is better.
Like, I was like, oh my God, I'm singing in Spanish and I'm learning a few words.
You're learning it great.
And my cojones feel amazing.
I'm like,
oh my God, here we go. And then
I'm not here to deflate your cojones.
You did. And then we started to record. We got ready to record this episode. And you're like, by the way, your singing wasn't great.
But you are a good singer.
But
that's
why
the thing.
You need to give a negative feedback right before we start a podcast.
Because it's unrelated.
It's completely related.
No, it's not. You're not singing Latin rap on this show.
But what if I did? You never know what can happen. There's an element of surprise.
Okay. Are you going to sing some?
No, I'm nervous.
Yeah,
now I'm
see?
Nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I would have thrown in some
lyrics. You're not
going to
sing any Bad Bunny.
Maybe.
Do you know how many people would turn off this podcast if you started singing Bad Bunny?
I think everyone should turn off and just go listen to Bad Bunny.
Well, okay.
So
that's a whole other debate.
Honestly, why are you listening to
Are you listening to this when Bad Bunny is right on your phone?
He's right there. He's so cute. I love him.
Well, anywho.
Anyway, speaking of singing in another language horribly...
This does involve being bilingual.
It does. And
this scam.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we have a journalist on who throughout this episode, Alan and I fall madly in love with.
He's amazing.
So
awesome.
Nice. So
I love
smart.
Talking to him.
The work he does
lives
for his...
a 10-minute walk from us, apparently.
Yeah, we're going to hang out. The work he does for his community is exactly the basis of the work that Alan does, the message that Alan tries to portray. Is that the right word? Like, the way in which you live your life.
I try to do journalism very differently than what is commonly understood as journalism.
And you two are aligned so perfectly, the way you look at the world as journalists.
And I used to work for the organization that he is from.
And you guys went to the same grad school.
This is true.
But also are nice people. You know, like sometimes you can go to the same school, somebody be like, that person.
There are people who have gone to the same school who are more or less nice than other people at the school.
People we know that we won't talk to. Syracuse University grads were like, get out of here.
So we
just got a scam phone call, guys.
Maybe. Houston. Who knows what they're
Who's
up to down
from
there.
Houston?
I don't know.
But also I'll take any and all phone calls on our Hat Tip hotline.
Yes.
347-509-9414.
You know she loves a phone call. This is a great example of a scam that we love in the sense of it's really fascinating
it's
and
complex.
Interesting, but it's not one of the scams that is loved because it's like sticking it to the man. This is horrible.
Yeah, this is taking advantage of a community that is already sort of piecemealing together, struggling to survive, financially insecure, and then a way to scam people that, to give a quick rundown, and we're going to put everything in our show notes because it's a wonderful article by Documented, written by Rommel, and also in connection with Telemundo. Yes. And it was really interesting.
So in this Documented, this wonderful nonprofit news outlet that, again, full disclosure, I used to work for, based in New York City, it's geared towards immigrant communities in New York City, mainly in the surrounding areas. And they have a WhatsApp group. And the WhatsApp group is for two purposes. One, they put out a Spanish language newsletter of news that's relevant to Spanish speakers in the area. And then they also, people can message them and say, ask them questions about resources, ask them questions about stories, give
them
tips. Yeah, yeah, alert them to stuff. And so this scam that he found, or kind of series of scams that he found, came from this WhatsApp community in a very interesting way that you'll hear. It's fascinating. It's not the way journalists normally get tips.
Right. And the scams were happening on WhatsApp itself. So it's all involved in this entire thing. It's a really great warning too for anybody you know that might be using WhatsApp, using any kind of messaging service, or is prone to this. Just listen and see if you can spread the word to support others.
Yeah, hopefully this will help some folks maybe not fall for this. If you have family, even if you are a proficient English speaker, if you have family members that are susceptible to social media scams, maybe this will give you some insight. You could play it for them, or the relevant parts for them.
And if you're looking for permission to block your aunties, we give it to
this
you.
This episode is jam-packed.
With permission to block those family members.
Who send you crazy-ass scams.
Okay, guys, we can't wait. Enjoy!
Bye.
Guys, we're so excited. We have journalist and brilliant, like, just researcher. I don't know. Everybody who works at Documented, I'm like, God, you're so smart. We have Rommel O'Hara here today.
Thank you for having me.
Rommel, thank you so much for coming. You come to us from Documented because of a story that my husband, who's our co-host for today, Alan Arthur, also worked at Documented. And then you guys are also both SUNY graduates.
CUNY.
Close enough.
I care a lot.
I just went to grad school there. What difference does it make?
It's just a big part of our lives.
CUNY graduates, well, it was the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Now it's the Newmark Graduate School of Journalism.
Yes. Yes. And so, thankfully, Alan alerted me to this great article that you wrote about scams happening within immigrant communities, specifically with WhatsApp.
Right.
And I can't wait for you to explain the whole thing to us. And also, hopefully, we can warn everybody listening and their family members to not get involved in it.
Yeah, of course. First of all, I didn't know that, you know, we both went to the same graduate school. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We don't have a mascot, so I can't go like, go.
Go
notepads or whatever.
Go, I don't know. We can say like, go Craig Newmark or something.
Craig Newmark, I guess. I don't know.
But I guess I can start explaining a little bit about, you know, the WhatsApp community that we have.
Yeah.
Which is this membership community of like around 2,000 users now who are mostly immigrant and 60% are undocumented immigrant, which mm-hmm. is, you know, whom I work with mostly. Mm-hmm. And we talk with them every day, you know, and when I say every day, it's like, you know, sometimes at 6 a.m, sometimes at midnight if we're writing story. Mm-hmm.
Documented's WhatsApp group. Okay.
Yeah. So, but they can also just message us, you know, at any time, which is what makes this, I guess, relationship beautiful, you know, that mm-hmm. they can talk to us at any time and give them access. And, you know, during the holidays, everyone is going crazy. I'm going mm-hmm. crazy, you know, looking for good deals, trying to shop things around, trying to meet deadlines.
All I want is deals. That's the basis of my life. It's just like, yeah. Can I get a good deal waking up on time? Can I sleep in? Can I do
it? Yeah. So you're like the perfect target for a scam, basically. Because you're looking for a deal.
You know, I really am.
And she's very savvy and she's on the lookout most of the time.
But I do want to save money constantly. So
that's what I like to do too. Like when RCN sends, you know, the gift cards, like you got to put your information in there. I'm like, sure, take it. You know, you already have it, but you know, if I can get $100, so why not?
Give me the $100.
Yeah, I never get it. So
I will start praying for you.
Yeah.
Listeners, just throw a little prayer out there for Mommel. Let him get that gift certificate.
So they basically, you know, somebody, they contacted us in good faith, you know, saying like, hey, you know, you should click on this link. And if you got vaccinated, you can get $100, you know. To me, that didn't make sense at all. I mean, it would be great to get $100. There was a program in New York City, but, you know.
I remember, yeah, because that was based off of a legit program that was happening.
Exactly. Yes. So that's, you know, that's where it got a little bit tricky. But I knew that it wasn't, you know, real because there were a lot of spelling errors.
See, I'm dyslexic, Rommel. I would have believed it. I would have been like, oh, one of my kind.
City employees, they don't know how to do whatever.
They're in a rush.
It was like, you know, it was crazy.
So wait, the first way that you learned about this was somebody in the documented WhatsApp group shared it, thinking it was real?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. So I'll just to back up a little tiny bit, I worked at Documented in 2018, and it was Documented as this wonderful nonprofit news outlet based in New York City that's focused on the immigrant community, mainly in New York City, but not only there. I mean, it's some in New York State, New Jersey. Yeah, I was there way back when and kind of helped at the beginning and then
very
was like,
yeah.
The very, very beginning. And then was like, I think I've done as much as I can here. And then, you know, I think you need some folks who are more in tune with the immigrant community than I. But as I was there, this group of students actually from NYU, I believe, to help them launch a WhatsApp group,
right?
Which is for disseminating a newsletter in Spanish through which these folks who are in the group can communicate with them and drop them tips and info and ask questions and all that stuff. And so I didn't know that the first way you got this tip was somebody literally in the group saying, hey, click on this to get $100. Yeah. That's usually people reach out to journalists with a tip to say, here's something wrong that's happening.
But journalists want to save money too. Don't put them in a box.
We have no money. Let's just, by the way, for everyone who's out there who thinks we're like a bunch of East Coast media elites or whatever,
no,
you could come see our apartment.
Too.
It's not, yeah, we're not. So journalists would maybe try to save that $100, but that's amazing that it was dropped to you in that way, that it wasn't somebody saying, like reporting it. They were saying like, you can go do this.
Yeah. And I know it was like really, you know, from good faith, because they always are wishing us like good night messages, good morning messages, thank you messages, which is what makes this.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's like this beautiful aspect of journalism that exists, you know.
It is. Well, because you're serving a community that appreciates it. That's a whole nother thing about the journalism you two are involved in, which I adore. And we can get into journalism as a scam. But
there is some that's a scam.
Yeah, but the fact that both of you work so hard to represent a community, support a community, and have their best interests at heart, and create information and create journalism that then feeds that community, of course they would be thanking you on WhatsApp. Like, it sounds like a beautiful group that you've got created.
Yeah, no, they're like super, super amazing. And, you know, it makes the work that we do like worth it, you know.
Yeah.
But so they sent me this message and, you know, at first, like I was saying, like, it didn't make sense to me because of the misspellings, but also because it had emojis. The government never uses emojis.
Okay, scam tip for this episode. The government does not use emojis.
They should probably be like, you owe this much in taxes. Smiley sad face. That would be a little bit easier.
Poop emoji.
Or like deductibles with like some cash signs or something.
Yeah, the little
cash
money
in
with
the
wings.
Eyes. Yeah.
But so they sent it to me and, you know, I'm like, okay, this is definitely false. Like, please don't click on this. An hour passed and I get like 7 more messages similar from other people that had clicked on it.
Are they saying you should click on it or are they saying you should know that this is a scam?
No, they were saying like you should click on it.
Oh.
And I guess I can explain like how the scam works. Basically, you know, once you click on the link, like that's the first scam that you're getting, you know. Your click is turning into, you know, 2 cents or like 4 cents right away, regardless of anything that you do. And then there's a second scam that works on the website. Basically, if you enter the information, they steal your phone number, create a new account, or reactivate your WhatsApp account.
Oh my gosh, through WhatsApp?
Through WhatsApp. And then they send those contacts from that account, you know, the same message saying like, hey, you know, the government is giving you $100 for a vaccine.
And this is automatic the second that you sign in and you start to fill out the form to try and get that $100 coupon.
Yeah. And they make it so urgent. They go like, hey, you know, like by the time you clicked in, which is like, you know, 6 seconds ago, like 6 million people have gotten their funds already. You should hurry, you know?
Right.
Well, which is crazy.
I remember reading in your article that it said, refer this to 10 other people. So I thought that was the incentive, but I didn't realize they were also copying contact information and sending automatic emails as well, or messages.
Yeah, they were too. And how we found out is because one of our users, you know, they had their WhatsApp account hacked in a way. And we tested it out by using, you know, a Google phone number. And then the next day, somebody tried to access that account as well.
Oh.
Over and over again. So it was, you know, there were some sites that were less scammy than the others. All of them are terrible, by the way. But
yeah,
still.
They're all scams. They're all trash.
The extent of the scam is deeper in some of these than others.
It almost seems like some of them have better computer programming. Like, they're probably all shit, horrible scams. But these guys have, you know, a web developer in the back that can make a faster prototype or whatever.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that all of the websites, they look the same. So this is, you know, where our investigation got very, like, interesting and also funny in a way. And I'll tell you why.
Perfect. Perfect for this podcast. Yeah. It's got to be funny.
We were examining the HTML code and all the CSS, and we found this, like, an email address that was, like, you know, similar on 3 different websites. So we started doing some, you know, we traced back. We found, like, an email that led to, like, a phone number that led to an address. And then to another phone number, we called the phone number, we got nothing. And then we got like this unique IP address.
Okay.
Then we got like, you know, another physical address. And then we found somebody that was like 75 years old, male. And the name was like, how dumb do you think I am?
So they knew that people might try to track this.
They were ready and they were
They're
good.
So smart.
Oh, super smart.
That's
what kind of a fucking fool do you think I am?
Well, I mean, the thing about scammers is that they are frequently really smart.
So
unfortunately.
Smart.
I mean,
frustrated. Yeah. A lot of these kids were not, they had their hand raised during school and that teacher passed them over and it caused them to be a hacker. Deep-seated resentment.
What I thought was so smart about this, I mean, obviously it's terrible. It's a horrible thing to do to people and there's more to get to. But one thing that stuck out to me about how smart this was this isn't like a bot or whatever sending this. They do it. So like you share this with 10 people so that you can get access to this stuff. So the person who's sharing it is someone that people know.
Yeah.
So when you see this, you think, oh, this person is reliable or this person is my friend. They're not going to scam me.
Just to back up, if the listener's confused at all, it worked in twofold. So it did, once you clicked on the link, it did copy your contacts. But then there was also a message that said to get more, to inform more people, you should forward this to 10 more contacts. So it was working twofold.
I should add that it said like to have another chance at winning, you should send it to 10 people. So like the incentive was there, you know, like you got more chances.
In the misinformation world, like I worked and trained with two different organizations that dealt with like social media verification and things like that, and vetting, you know, tips and things like that from visual and audio and video content on social media and stuff like that. And they always say, like, most of the time, really, the only person who's lying is the first person. Like the first person knows it's true, but everybody who share or knows it's false, but everybody who shares it thinks it's true. They're not trying to lie most of the time. I mean, maybe some people know it's a lie and share it anyway, but most people are sharing something thinking, well, I trust this group, that must be true, or I trust this person.
Yeah.
So they're really taking advantage of that, of like, oh, this random organization that nobody ever heard of, or this bot, they're not sharing it. It's my friend. It's my family member. My aunt shared this with me.
Yeah, it was a good summary. Because what was happening is people were, you know, sharing it, but they were not just sharing it like to people individually, but in groups that like had formed during the pandemic for, you know, for financial aid, for, you know, any type of advice that they could.
Informational WhatsApp groups, not just family member groups, but as you were saying, people reached to document it. They reached to these organizations through WhatsApp because it was such a great messaging service.
To try to figure out how to navigate resources and stuff during the pandemic.
Exactly. So that kind of like accelerated the way in which these messages were being, you know, shared. And but in 1 week, we probably got like at least, you know, 22 different messages multiple times.
Wow. So and 22 versions of those types of deals, and then those repeated.
Repeated, yeah. Oof.
There was one thing in the story also that jumped out that I wanted to ask you about, which is that some of these were around the vaccine, but some were also around this thing that New York had, which is called the Excluded Workers Fund. And it really exploited like confusion around that. So can you talk a little bit about the ones that like what the, for people who don't know what the Excluded Worker Fund was and how these scams exploited that?
Yeah. So the Excluded Workers Fund was this very successful like program for workers that did not qualify for unemployment or other benefits. They could apply and get like a one-time grant of up to $15,600 minus taxes.
And these were largely undocumented folks, mainly?
The majority. Yeah. Okay. So I believe 130,000 New Yorkers got, you know, amazing, the money, which is a beautiful thing. But there were also like 200,000 that did not, you know, get the money.
Right.
And these people, and I mean, this like segment of the population, they were still in need of, you know, money. They needed to supplement the, you know, job that they lost or any other emergencies. So when there was this specific scam that had like the keywords, you know, and it was in Spanish, it said like tarjeta de bono, which is, you know, translates to like a financial card or like a health card, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I think around like between the months of September and November, they started sending out this Excluded Workers Fund debit cards, which had all the money that they, you know, they had applied for.
For real? And
for real, yeah. That was the real one.
Mm-hmm.
And people were getting confused, thinking that this was another way for them to get a second chance, basically, at the money.
Okay.
And I spoke with this lady. I called her on the phone after she sent me the message, you know, saying that if this is true. And I asked her, like, hey, you know, this is not true. Did you apply for it? At first, she told me no. And then we started talking more and more. You know, she told me how she couldn't collect the documentation needed to apply for the Excluded Workers Fund. And so she thought that this was another program that the government had given them. So she did apply for it, which is unfortunate, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they were literally using like keywords that people would fall for. You know, sometimes they're targeting a community that's like very in need right now. Did not have a lot of funds, you know.
Completely.
And they're using the language of stuff that's real. I had read about this, but you mentioned it also in your story, that when the Excluded Workers Fund first happened, people thought that was a scam.
Yeah.
People thought that like they didn't know how to apply for it for real. They didn't know who to trust in terms of applying. There were some scams very early on where people were saying, oh yeah, we'll take your documentation and apply for you. So like, you see it with citizenship too. Sometimes you'll see like lawyers or whatever,
yeah,
for folks who are listening who don't know that world, like they'll say, oh yeah, we're applying for citizenship for you. You give us your documentation and this money, and then they vanish, stuff like that. So people were saying like, oh yeah, we'll help you get your excluded worker money. And they, you know, it, that was a scam. This sort of follow-up scam is exploiting, you know, or taking advantage of that genuine confusion around how to get the excluded worker money that was real.
Yeah. Like at the beginning, when the program was announced, there was a lot of reluctance to, you know, apply for it. And a lot of people didn't believe it because, you know, they never had a program like this that would give them money.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's never been offered. They don't really care about us anyway. So why start?
Yeah. That was like the what people were thinking, you know, and granted, it's, right. You know, there is a lot of history behind it. But mm-hmm. now, because the program turned out to be real, the Excluded Workers Fund was real, they didn't want to miss a second chance at applying for something that could give them money. And so when they saw these scams, you know, arriving to them from their aunts, from their grandma, from their friends, they clicked right on it and they, you know, put in their information, and that just multiplied 10, you know, 10 by 10 by 10. There was this person and I called her, she was working, and I'm like, so who sent you this? She's like, I blocked her. I'm like, but who sent you this? You know, she's like, it was my aunt, but I blocked her because I don't like these scams. So that was like the.
She's dead to me, but she's also a very nice woman in Florida. But she's dead to me.
Block your aunts who send you scams, please. That's fair. That's.
I love that. That's a good perspective.
See them in real life, not on WhatsApp.
But yeah, there were like so many other scams that were coming up, and the best season to. And not the best season, but like the season that has the most scams is just, you know, the holidays, because we're all trying to get good deals.
There's so much pressure.
Yeah.
Yes. There's so much pressure. There's so much buildup. And also this holiday season, I feel like, was incredibly emotional. Like we all might have been getting back together for the first time. We feel like we've missed multiple Christmases. We've missed a year or two of holidays. So you're finally able to also with actual objects and tactile things, share and buy things and show the people you love in person, whatever that is for you. And I feel like there's so much emotion attached to it that of course scams would just flourish at this point.
Yeah. And a lot of some other families that I spoke with, you know, they were planning to buy something for their kids for the first time in like 2 years, you know, like whether it is like new shoes, new bags, very like, you know, not something luxurious, but, you know, they were really looking forward to that. And what's the best way, you know, to buy something is, you know, to get a good deal until you go online and then you see that the deal is like on 50% off from the shipping price or something. I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, we had this this Christmas, basically, scam like going on. As we were working on the first, you know, two scams at first from the Excluded Workers Fund and also the other one with the vaccination. And then we were about to publish that story. And then we got like a new scam the next day, which was the Christmas scams.
Wow.
And that's the one that we basically put at the top, you know, because it was so new. And he didn't even say anything. He just said, you know, the government is giving you $700 for Christmas, which
is that.
That's it.
Wait, can you go into detail with that scam? That is, were there any emojis in that scam?
There's always emojis involved.
Oh, no. I really hope that one didn't happen.
I'm not laughing at this. This scam is bad, but the so amount insane. Of emojis in it
is ridiculous.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, they just say like the government, like which government? I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, very simple. Like all you had to do is exist to get money. And people were falling for it. You know, I was looking at so many scams that I was like very cautious, you know, too. Like I had my work computer with a VPN, like antivirus, like private Windows.
Sure.
And it was Saturday, you know. I never really checked like WhatsApp before like noon on Saturday, unless it's like absolutely necessary.
That's really good self-care.
Yeah, we gotta, you know, we gotta take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
You gotta keep those boundaries.
And we gotta get the coffee in first.
You got
it. Unless you're into tea, but you know, that also works. But I was, you know, I was like, let me just see what's going on and what's up. So I checked from my personal computer, which doesn't have like any of the VPN, none of the antivirus. And as soon as I log in, I see this message, you know, just a link. And I'm like, is this, you know, a scam? Is this something else? So I'm like, hey, you know, just be careful. There are scams going on. 2 minutes later, the person's like, hey, you know, this is a Christmas card. So, you know, my credibility.
Oh, so this was on your WhatsApp.
Yeah. So my credibility is just like on the floor. I click on the link, and it's this beautiful Christmas card with like sounds on the back, you know, flash like playing, saying like, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
So it was just a nice link wishing you Merry Christmas, and you were convinced it was a scam.
I was so convinced it was a scam. I was like, hey, be careful, you know.
Good for you to say that, though. You should be careful.
Oh, my goodness. I felt so
terrible. I thought you were going to say, it's a Christmas card, and then a little tiny devil comes out and says, I thought so too. Your identity.
Yeah. No,
it was just a genuinely...
genuine.
Just a nice Christmas card.
No, we don't have time for anything genuine online. Call me and be genuine.
I'm like, we're trying to shoot a story. Like, you know, no more links. But,
No links. I don't care how cute your link is.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, everybody's either going to be scammed or think something is a scam that isn't at some point. Like, there's no way to get it right every single time. At least you didn't block the person or
and she wasn't
report
your aunt.
Them or so, kick them out of the group or something. You know, there's no consequences.
If she was my aunt, she would be blocked. No.
Only block.
No Christmas cards.
Government doesn't send emojis and block your aunts. Only
no
block
Christmas
aunts.
Cards from aunts.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
So, can you talk about what people can do to avoid these?
Yeah, how do you not just live into a windowless box and send Morse code?
Aside from blocking aunts,
right?
What else can people do to minimize their chances? I guess.
So they always say, you know, first of all, you gotta like check it on, you know, government websites. Although it's getting tricky nowadays because they find a way to, you know, mask the website.
I'll tell you, it happened to me. It's happened to others. Also, what I saw in your articles that they showed images where they do completely copy and recreate the images of the website. So let's just say that person had been on a government website before, missed their chance to get the deal, you know, but then in their mind remembered, okay, it was blocky text, there was an American eagle, and it was in a gray font.
Yes.
So that's sort of in the back of your memory. Now, when you pop up and you're looking at a new scam site, it fills in all those gaps and it looks like it was the same thing. That they're so good at capturing the large details or the colors of the website so that when you click on it, you think it's the exact same website. It's so hard because you do have to go into the URL and right. make sure it says gov or make sure it's not a million other slashes and asterisks and like stinky piggy or like something creepy written inside the HTML.
Yeah, or they changed, you know, like the I to an L, and it's yes. so hard to spot it unless you're going like letter by letter.
Yes.
And, you know, this is something that we encountered on one of the sites, is that they copied this article from the city that we had republished.
Oh.
And put it on there, you know, saying like, hey, you know, this is how you apply for the Excluded Worker Fund. Please donate here to continue doing our jobs.
Oh my Which gosh. Is, so they did put a legitimate thing on it.
They
so you're
did.
Reading it.
And the website had like, you know, the security code on the top. So it was like a Perfect. Well-built website yeah. with, you know, real information. And the scam was for them to get the money from the donation button.
That is so difficult for someone to understand. First of all, if it's not your native language, you're figuring it out. Oh my God, that's so difficult for anyone to understand, because when you copy and paste something exactly real, you could even screenshot that and you would find it on the real website. You know, you'd be like, oh, this is
yeah.
just another one of their websites.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, there was always the time, like the pressure of time of being too late to apply yeah. to things. So
because of the exclusivity that the first one had, because there
exactly.
were 200,000 people still wanting it.
Yeah. And, you know, and I don't like to say this, but it was like the perfect recipe for scams.
Oh, yeah. There's lots mm-hmm. of those.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
unfortunately, I mean, there's a lot of perfect recipes.
You have vulnerable people. Who,
a pandemic.
Who, you have a pandemic. You have people operating not in their first language. Mm-hmm. You have people who have distrust of institutions, or at the very least, like uncertainty over how to navigate them.
But trusting of their families.
Trusting
so
of their
you get
family.
A family
I mean,
message.
Yeah. All of, and then you have yeah. people in need. And then a legitimate opportunity to get money that then
that you already missed
gets
out on.
Turned on its head to explore. I mean, yeah, it is a perfect recipe.
Well, and also MLMs and like all those Ponzi schemes, they're so successful because they rely on people's families and units, like social circles. And
right.
they always say, yeah. start with these 10 people in your family. So what this con was really doing, it was adding cyber hacking, government camouflage, and then also MLM communities. Like it's, they did everything.
Yeah, they were very prepared, you know, unfortunately. But yeah, like one of the easiest way to avoid it is, you know, just not to click on it. Always to, if it comes like, let's say from Home Depot, which some people did get like, you know, this Home Depot logo there saying that they're also giving $100. They never give anything, so, you know.
No, guys, I worked for Home Depot. They don't give anything to their employees. Employees don't who work there aren't allowed to have discounts at the store. I don't work there anymore. But they never give discounts. And they even said in the employee learning, they were like, we rarely give anything on sale.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they don't care.
Wow. So, but apparently they were also giving $100, you know, so I don't
nice.
Know.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah. To the three people that voted for Trump. Okay. No offense, but we're over it.
But, they, you know, so like the biggest and the easiest way is like not to click directly like on any images, even if they look so, you know, accurate, like or real. Instead of, you know, go to the actual website and see if they have the...
So really open a new browser to that company. So let's
exactly.
say...
Trying to find
yeah.
the company itself or the government agency announcing the thing.
But usually like if... Yeah. Like let's say Gap was having a huge discount. And as soon as you click on their website, if you Google like gap.com, usually that promo will pop up right away. Like if
yeah.
if they are doing a promo, they usually want to publicize it and everybody to see it. So if you go onto the website and you can't find the promo to save your life, that means it was probably a fake one.
Of course. And, you know, this is something that when I spoke with this cybersecurity expert, he's like, hey, you know, if you're the only one who knows about this deal, it's you're probably the deal, you know?
Number one, you need to make more friends.
I like that. If you're the only one who knows about the deal, you're the deal.
Ooh.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's so obscure, but it's straight to the point. You know?
Yes. No, that's, yeah, that's a
Leave
good
it to
lesson.
A cybersecurity guy to tell you that. They're very efficient.
You're the deal. Oof. Don't be the deal, folks.
I forgot to mention that we, you know, we spoke with this cybersecurity guy and he was able to find like so much information in like 10 minutes, whereas it took me like 6 hours to end up to this, you know, person that had like, how dumb do you think I am?
Wow. So was that because of his like computer programs or is it just that he understood the way of the internet so well?
I think he understood the way, like how mm-hmm. they can mask like IP addresses, you know, DNS records and all of that. Whereas I did have like some experience and some of my coworkers did too, but you know, they make money doing this, so.
Right, so they gotta be fast.
Yeah, they gotta be fast.
You gotta crack codes to make that money. So that's amazing. I almost think too, as far as giving people advice in the future or people learn about just educational programs, there should be an educational program about how to double check yourself and have those checks and balances so that you can find things as quickly as that cybersecurity guy did. I want that to be the new like TED talk.
Yeah, that should be like included in, with every community board. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, but another way is also just, you know, to verify the URL, which we already mentioned. They can be very tricky. Sometimes they change the, you know, the extension. So instead of saying like, let's say my website, you know, like romeloheda.org, it could be like romeloheda.com, you know. So that difference can be very tricky to spot.
Yeah, I had to do that for my own website. Somebody bought my website from under me. And
oh my God.
Oh yeah, they're trying to scam me to pay them. And I'm like, guys, you're not going to get any money.
Right?
Yeah, something crazy. So now it's caitlinbrodnett.co. And so I do think people think caitlinbrodnett.co. I thought it seemed like company. I don't know. That looks scammy, but that is my website.
No, it's, well, they do that. They'll do, there was a stretch. I don't know if it's as popular anymore, but it was common a few years ago where people would send out like, it would be like a news story, like a fake news story. And it would be like nbcnews.com or .co. And it would be like, it looks legit and it has the logo. And if you don't, if you just glance at it, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's NBC News. But there was always one letter off, or it would be like CNN, you know, dot whatever. And you'd have to look. Yeah, you definitely have to look two or three times before you notice.
I don't know. Sometimes it's hard.
It's so hard.
But that would be like another tip. Just be extra careful. And, you know, if you're, I guess, still not sure, contact like a local organization that you trust and have them verify. Or contact me, you know, I'm always
contact
WhatsApp,
so. These are the guys who have in your corner. Get him. Well, I think with the internet, what's crazy is that everything is so fast and immediate. So if your website is slower or it takes 2 seconds to load, I don't have time to check anything. I just want to get to where I'm going. If there's a deal, if there's a government rush, like there's this attachment of speed to everything happening with the internet. So I feel that it is easy to look over those internet site, like the full descriptions. It's easy to read an I for an L. Mm-hmm. Like it's so easy to go through all of this. Not only are you getting scammed because they're mimicking so many images in the same way and the phrasing the same way, you're also adding the urgency, like you were saying, the rush, the thing of you have to get this thick 6,000 people just claimed their offer. You should claim yours. There's this anxiety attached to it. So it's on so many levels. Like you have to basically do yoga, take a hot bath, shower, call your grandmother.
Meditate.
Maybe take some melatonin and then go on looking for a deal when you're like really slow. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, it's true. It's like so many things. And then, you know, you also have to like go pick up your kids, go to work, make sure you allocate the time to apply. So it can be very tough to like avoid them, but always, you know, reach out to like government officials or just organizations that can help you navigate that.
Exactly. Yeah. I usually. One or two times I haven't, I've gotten scammed, but I check with Alan. I'll like send it to someone I trust and say, is this real or fake?
Did you talk to any people who like had any effects from being deceived by this? Like, did anybody have like accounts violated or any ill effects from this so far? Or is it just like the sharing?
Not from this one. This one was mostly the sharing. We were tracking like to see how much money the scammers made. And, you know, they made like $2,000 there in the Caribbean. Mm. So there were a lot of people clicking on it. But we did find some sites that were asking like for their credit card information so that they can verify them. And we were speaking with one of the representatives from the district attorney in Queens. And they, you know, they said that they had seen like similar cases where people were getting, you know, like a dollar taken from their credit card on like every other week.
That's how they check it.
Nobody notices.
What they do is they start taking very small amounts, a dollar here and a dollar there. And if it's not reported, then they run that account for more.
Yeah, they keep increasing. Doing. And sometimes, you know, if it's like a dollar and, you know, a lot of people don't want to like call the company or like dispute it, they just let it run. And, you know, in 10 years, you're going to have like, you know, like $500 from like 20 different people. Yeah. So it's that's a little bit. I guess the what happens when they give the credit cards, but luckily we didn't have anybody that you know fell for it. We did have one user who read our investigation, and they go like, "Hey, you know, is this real?" Like they were asking if the
if they were real.
And they were asking if the because we put like a screenshot like right at the beginning, and they thought that that was you know a real program again, and we're like, "No, we're actually explaining that this is not a real program."
Oh.
That was just one of the things that we had to like be careful, you know, not to include like any links or anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a part I loved in the story where you said, we're not going to mention the names of certain things or display the information because, you know, we don't want to spread this any farther than it needs to be, which is I thought was really, really smart.
Yeah. And, you know, if it was up to me, I would like, you know, put all their information there except the link. But, you know, we have to be be careful, of course.
Yeah. It's tough.
Well, Mr. How dumb do you think I am? I'd love to pick
your brain. Call in. Oh, my goodness. Wow, please. We want to talk to you.
I'd love to know.
These are really hard. I don't know if the Queens DA mentioned this, but as far as I know, these are also really hard to prosecute at all. Because here, it's like, oh, we don't have the resources to track everything down or find the people. Like, the Queens DA doesn't have that. And then the local authorities, wherever they are, I know you mentioned a couple are in the Dominican Republic that you found, or like wherever they are, they're like, okay, whatever. Like they're not that interested in it either, or maybe they don't have the resources, or occasionally there's some money changing hands depending where you are that the police maybe don't feel like they want to get involved.
But, or there's also like a murder that just happened. I think it's really hard because now
it's hard, it's really labor intensive to track these folks.
It is.
And now departments do have cybersecurity sides and networks and like, you know, different branches inside law enforcement and inside like a detective unit. But at the same time, some aren't, like they're not fully equipped. And so they do have to do and deal with the robbery that just happened in front of them. You know, the at hand, the people that are suffering at the moment, that sometimes it is difficult to, you know, financially support, create a whole new investigation, buy the where you have to buy, like buy the decoding information product to help you decode. I think it's a lot right now.
Yeah, it's a lot. And, you know, sometimes they just don't have the personnel like available to be looking at every single case. And depending on the amount of money, even if it's like more than, you know, sometimes like 1,000, they don't really check. They just file, you know, a dispute, and that's another statistic right there. So it's you know, it's a lot of all the things that you mentioned, those are all true.
I guess we have to be like neurotic, crazy people. Like,
yes.
All those old people that we used to make fun of in the 90s were like, God, you're so uptight. They were onto something. They lived through the depression.
They've been through that. they've been through scams.
They know what's up.
We have to turn into those little British kids biting coins to make sure they're real.
Like, are you in real,
mate? Oh, is it like real gold?
Yeah.
Is this a real coupon?
So double check your website.
Is it a real computer? Bite on your computer screen.
Everyone's just biting on debit cards the government sends them. Okay, so government won't send you emojis.
They
block your aunts.
Block those arms.
Double check websites.
If your family wants
to... Go to the source.
Yeah, if your family says, or family member says, like, I had to sign up 10 people, or can you please sign up for me because I need 10 or 7 people's email list to do this? Tell them they're being scammed currently.
Yeah, the government also does not ask you to share.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no. The less the better for the
government. Retweet.
Yeah, I mean, even as annoying as Home Depot can be, they've never asked me to share 15 emails with them.
They're not like, tell 10 friends about
Home
Depot.
Not tell 10 friends. Tell 10 friends you're not getting an employee discount. That's what I did. Oh my God. Well, this is so helpful. I mean, tragic. I'm cracking up, but this is so helpful. And you're such a great reporter.
Yeah, hopefully this will help other people not fall for this stuff.
Yeah, I hope so.
And would you say that you have a place someone can go? Like, are there, I don't even know if this is created yet, but like programs for someone whose English isn't their first language or is afraid of getting scammed or doesn't know, is there anything set up for?
So I know the Office for like New Immigrants Affairs, they have a specific like guide, you know, like tips on how to avoid, you know, getting scammed online, but also like to avoid credit card skimming.
Okay.
We're actually putting together a, you know, and this is the perfect moment to mention this.
Great.
We're putting together a guide on, you know, with all these steps that we just mentioned, but also like other steps to be more secure online, such as installing new VPNs, explaining the proxy, you know, IPs. And also just, we just did like another investigation about like credit card fraud. So we're including, you know, some tips on how to avoid that as well. And yeah, but we're trying to put like a list of all different resources available and also how to file any claims, you know, because even if they're just taking a dollar from you, you don't know how they got your information. You don't know if they're selling your information on the dark web or what they're going to do with that information. So, you know, it's always good to report regardless of the amount.
Exactly. And it's usually the, like, I don't want to say the calm before the storm, like the mini rainstorm before the storm, because they start to take a couple dollars here and there, and then they can take thousands.
Yeah.
The next week.
And they can, you know, next thing you have is like a platinum Amex, you know, that's like $500,000 in debt.
Yeah.
And you didn't even get to enjoy it. Nope. Yeah. You didn't even get your car.
You don't get the points either, you know?
You don't even get the miles. Come on.
Damn. Come on.
This
Give
is
me
terrible.
Miles, Aunt Becky.
Terrible scam.
That's also a good place to plug Documented. You should tell people how to find them and you.
Yeah. Just go to documentedny.com. We have our WhatsApp links there. You can always sign in, you know, sign into the WhatsApp and send me a message. You know, there's a real person behind that community. We'll be getting back to you like on the spot. You can always email me, find me on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to link everything in our show.
Yeah,
notes.
We'll put all this in the notes.
I'm very findable and very scammable as well.
Also, if you're a conner,
do not send him a Christmas card without identifying
him first. Card.
Don't contact him during Christmas. He's very vulnerable. Okay?
Yeah, that's when I'm on edge. So holidays, you know, I'm offline.
I am on edge during Christmas. That's a great description.
I can also vouch Documented as a great organization, and it's amazing to see them grow and help people and serve the, you know, New York immigrant communities. It's fantastic, and it's news that's really useful for them and that's helpful, and it's just wonderful. So if you want to support a great news organization, you can send them $5 too, and it'll go to good use.
You said it better than I would, so appreciate it.
Send them your money. It's not a scam. It's very real. I promise you, they are not living fat. It is it is like many small journalism organizations. Everybody's on a shoestring, so it goes a long way, and they do. I'm partial to them. You know, I'm totally biased, but it was, they're great.
Yeah. Just double check the URL. You know.
Double check. Sure, right. Don't give it to some fake Documented website. Give it to the real one. And it's great work all the time.
Rommel, this was so wonderful.
Thank you. We're going to have a few more stories coming out. So related
just
to fraud.
Just send them all over. I'll do it all. I'll have you back constantly.
Yeah, maybe every when this guide month. Comes. Yeah, when this guide comes out too. Come on and talk about it, because I mean, I don't know. You know, there may be listeners who maybe English is not their first language themselves. Maybe they have family,
we
whatever.
Have a lot of people
who
with
are
family,
you know, there's
too.
A lot of first generation folks who are, you know, maybe English is their first language, but their parents or grandparents or whatever aren't and are susceptible to this kind of stuff or more susceptible to this kind of scam. So yeah, hopefully people will be alert. And people who are just English speakers, if you're in a WhatsApp group or something and somebody sends some random link.
Who doesn't want a coupon?
Yeah, don't fall for that.
This is so nice. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you,
Alan.
Thank you for
listening.
Thank you, Rommel. Thank you, Kate and Jesse. This was a wonderful episode. This was so fun, and I cannot wait to do more. And we have to have you back again, Alan, because you really upped my dopamine.
But I'm here all the time.
No, but like in this
way. You don't need me to be on the podcast to be around me.
No. This is more fun. You are
right. We have better we're not just sitting in silence
for
once.
We're not just sitting watching something streaming. This is so much more fun to talk about. We have a task at hand.
We don't have to discipline our child.
We're not criticizing each other. There's something that we have to grow on as people. We're talking about other flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Some other stranger's
flaws.
That's really how all marriages work. If you're ever even in a conversation and you're like, you know what,
let's just... The best way to resolve conflict is to host a podcast.
And pick on some idiot. Not idiot. I mean, these are smart scammers, but rip someone apart.
Yeah. I mean, a common enemy will help unite.
But, well, I'll say it has helped us in the past.
Yeah. And we hope this episode helps you.
Yes.
That you learn something or can share it with people you know,
and
so that they don't
get
scammed.
Yeah, or if this has happened to you guys, you can always reach out to us on scamwhatpodcast@gmail, Instagram @scamwhatpodcast, Twitter, which I'm never on. And we have a really fun, robust Patreon page where we have episodes. $5 gets you all access to every single episode you could want.
And all of Katie's mental health news.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good deal for $5.
Usually I'm paying overhand, like so much money.
Yeah, it's a therapist.
To have anybody listen to my mental health needs. This
is for $5. You can find out
what medication I'm on, how I felt in Target.
Gross crevices of Katie's psyche are available to you for $5.
It's not just for Alan anymore. It's not just for...
And that $5 is good. Like, we're not...
Oh.
It helps.
I constantly am saying how much it's helped our life.
It helps.
Yeah. So thank
we're
you guys.
We're not living large, so.
No, it's okay. Oh, they already know. They've heard this episode.
They know. And they know about your debt and all
of
that.
Yeah. We're all good friends.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah. We
it's
love
real.
You guys.
You're not giving it to some fat cat.
No. No fat cats here. No. We don't have any cats. Love you all. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.